You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Metro, don't trust you, I'm gonna show you.
It's 8 a.m. If you were supposed to be at work at 8 o'clock, you're late.
Doesn't matter if Shay Shay Foo Foo Bailey Coleman tries to give you a pass. Or, yeah, you're late. It is time for What the Business Is. If we can, we're going to transfer and put a little more up-tempo on the beat behind us, Xavier, when you get a moment. But What the Business Is, you get to call in right now and tell us what your business is, where you're located. One thing that you may have learned along the way, remember, What the Business is powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. And they're here, Bailey.
They're here.
We're getting ready to go to our What the Business Is lines right now, 833-212-1017. Sam, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is. Can you tell us what the business is? Sam?
Yes, I am here. I'm here.
All right. What the business is?
The business is below is that hi to you and Bailey and your listeners, and Team Teal 365 Inc. will be having our Teal Academy coming at the Sherman Phoenix July 22nd through the 24th from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. It will be a youth Teal Academy, where we'll be focusing on growth mindset. We'll be having guest speakers, and it's all about our teams coming together and having confidence. So please reach out to us at teamteal365@gmail.com to make sure that you get your youth set up for the Teal Academy happening at the Sherman Phoenix at the 3526 West Fond du Lac. Again, this is Sam with Team Teal 365. We're just trying to make this place a better place by thriving. Thank you, Blow, and all your listeners.
Absolutely. Of course, it is time. We are in the midst of What the Business Is on the award-winning Truth 101.7 FM, powered by We Energies. Tiffany, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is. Can you tell us what the business is? Tiffany, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. So, hey, I am Tiffany Delaney of Argo Strands of Silk and All About You Hair Care. I am also a realtor with Homestead Realty. And for over 20 years, I've been helping people look good and feel their best through my professional hair care services. But today, I help people get into homes. And so whether you're looking to invest, whether you're looking to buy or sell, I am the person for you. You can find Argo Hair Strands of Silk at Capital Beauty and Beauty Palace, which is local here in Milwaukee. You can also give me a call at 920-815-9758 for home services and notary services. And also, shout out to Team Teal. I also want to let you know that I'll be working with Fresh Start, and I'll be a guest speaker, and I will be talking to the young women to give them some more empowerment. So check us out August 8th. I'll be back for more for that later, though, Homer.
All right. Thank you. 833-212-1017. Cheryl, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is. Can you tell us what the business is?
Hi, I think you meant author Cheryl B.
I said Cheryl. All right. Thanks, Xavier. But author Cheryl B., great morning. Love you. Appreciate you.
Hi, I'm author Cheryl V., founder of Coloring for the Soul. I am calling. Many people go through grief but don't necessarily like to talk about it, which is one of the reasons I created Still Here, Coloring for the Soul in Times of Grief, which is a coloring book / journal that offers people the opportunity to color and journal to express their feelings of grief. I've also created a series that includes the stages of grief, which allows people to choose, you know, maybe the current stage that they're going through. All of these can be found on Amazon. If you just type in Still Here, Coloring for the Soul, all 8 will pop up. Or you can find them on my website, which is www.coloringforthesoul.com. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We're going to Tiffany. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning. Yes, I am Dr. Tiffany Moore. The business is More Affordable Credit. If you're looking to purchase a home, buy a car, or just have overall good interest rates to help you live a more profitable life, and credit is a barrier, we at More Affordable Credit can assist you with all your financial needs. We can be reached at www.moreaffordablecredit.com, and that's M-O-O-R-E, or you can give us a call at 414-420-5414. We look forward to making your credit more affordable.
Tiffany, can you tell us a little bit about your journey in starting your business or your businesses, and some advice for some maybe up-and-coming people that are just getting their feet wet or they're thinking about starting their own business?
Yes. So a little bit about my journey. I wanted to purchase a home and my credit was bad, and I just kept hearing no, 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 no. But no one told me, but if you do this, then yes. So I became the if you do this, then yes. So the credit journey also pushed me into the real estate realm, where I not only fixed your credit, but I now can take you to go purchase a home. I now can take you to flip a home. I now can take you to become an investor. So credit opened up the doorway for me to become a serial entrepreneur.
That part. All right.
Nice.
Thank you very much. 833-212-1017. You're inside What the Business Is, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. Gina, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Everybody. Hey. All right. So my business is Ote Unique. I am a all-female mobile detailing business. I just recently opened up, started out about 2 years ago from Philadelphia, and I brought it out here to Wisconsin. So I am now looking for customers and trying to, you know, branch out my business. I am a traveling mobile detailer, so I'll come to businesses, I'll come to your work, come to your house, you at the gym, anywhere where you are, I'm willing to travel just to get your satisfaction as far as getting your car clean.
Oh, wow.
You can reach me at 414-882-9912, or you can go on my Instagram page, which is Ote Unique. It's at Ote Unique. There you go.
Okay. And how do you spell your unique? Because, you know, it's something everybody's unique could be unique.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So how do you spell your
so
unique?
It's O-H-T-A-3, the number 3, U-N-I-Q-U-E.
And how long have you been doing this, and what made you get into this line of work?
I've been detailing for about 8 years, and because I love the passion of cleaning cars and just, you know, just seeing the overall change of bringing an old car, changing it, bringing it back into a new car, that was just, like, my overall satisfaction for me. So I started my business about 2 years ago, so I've been starving since then.
Okay.
And then when I moved out here, I've just been starting to try to get my clients back up.
There you go. That's what the business is.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thank you, Gina.
And I want to
go ahead.
I want to remind everybody that's calling in for What the Business Is that you need to be at our 1017 The Truth Family Fest.
That's right.
This is a great opportunity to get your business out there, and all these families and folks coming in and being a part of it, this would be a great opportunity for your business exposure.
Give the email to Sierra Brown.
Yeah, you got to email Sierra Brown. That's Sierra.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com to get your spot, okay?
Yeah. That's coming up on August 22nd.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This is a great opportunity for more exposure for your business being out there at our Truth Family Fest. Now, again, you got to email my girl, Sierra, Sierra.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com.
That part. We're going to go to Antoine, PWD Computers. Great morning, Antoine. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Yes, yes. The business is PWD Computers. We are located on 38th and Valley, which the address is 3800 West Valley Street. We open from Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our contact number is 414-445-5793. So if you're looking for any form of computer repair, computer upgrades, looking to upgrade to a new Windows 11 machine, whether it be a laptop, all-in-one desktop, or traditional desktop, we carry all those things. We also have digital surveillance for your home or business, as well as networking, meaning you can upgrade your network, your internet in your home. So give us a call. We got a lot of services. We've been servicing the community for over 20 years. Give us a call.
All right. Thank you. We're going to Patrice. Patrice, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Great morning, True Family. How y'all doing, Homer and Bailey? What's going on this morning?
Bless.
Awesome. It's your girl, just Patrice. Calm Wellness Services officially in the building. Of course, your friendly neighborhood massage therapist reminding you that massage is not a luxury, but it should be a part of your daily life. We talk about self-care, and self-care means something that we do all the time, not just when we get a moment. We are located at 6333 North Green Bay Avenue, just inside of Glendale, one block south of Mill Road. If you'd like to know more about the services that we offer and how these hands work, visit our website at wellcalm.com. That's WELKALM.com. You know, like you're welcome to calm. Get it all together. Or wellness and calm. Yeah. Wellcalm.com. Or you can give me a call and text me at 414-909-2488. I love to meet you and see what we can do to get that body in a pattern of wellness.
Okay.
Thank you for having me call in. Yes,
hang
sir.
On, Patrice. Give us a little idea of how your journey has been with Wellcalm and just, you know, providing a service that everybody really needs. How's your journey been?
It's been wonderful. I'm actually coming into year five. So I've been a therapist for 5 years now. I've been in my own establishment for about 3.5 years. Being over in Glendale has been pretty great. I was a little nervous going into such a larger space, but it's been smooth, you know, being able to tap into different people and being able to provide more than just massage, but wellness experiences. Mm-hmm. So we facilitate all type of opportunities, so not just massage. We also offer sound bath. We offer meditation classes. There's a on-site therapist that I could connect you with if you are looking to get some mental wellness. We host the series of live entertainment events. As a matter of fact, there's one coming up on the 18th. D-Rose will be in the building to come get you some music therapy or music wellness. Of course, I pop up when I can. If I'm not, my schedule allows to go to like community events. So I try to vend as much as I can. Of course, I'll be at the Bronzeville Days. We were at Heal the Hood. It's just been a great experience to be able to get out, share the word about not just massage, but taking care of yourself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, so that you can be there for those loved ones that you're working so hard for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people focus on, you know, I want to do this for my family. I want to do this for my family. Well, honey, if you ain't here,
that's
ain't
right.
Nobody going to do nothing for your family.
That part.
Thank you.
Okay?
That
yep.
part.
Thank you.
If you're not here, if you got to get yourself together. You know, in our community, we have the highest rate of heart attacks. We have the highest rate of stroke. We be stroking out for no reason, or so you think it's no reason. It's all these underlying reasons of why your body is telling you, giving you all these warnings of what you should be doing as opposed to what you're used to doing. And I want to be able to help walk you through some of those things and get you on the right path. So right. Give me a call, 414-909-2488, or visit my website at wellcalm, WELKALM truthfamilyfest.com, and I look forward to being part of your wellness journey.
All right,
girl,
thank you.
We need you at a Truth Family Fest,
that's
too.
Right, that's
yes.
Right.
Yes.
The email for Sierra.
Sierra, okay, spell her name right. C-I-E-R-R-A. That's sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Now, not to mention, especially for all the vendors that are going to be there, this is sponsored by a lot of great big businesses mm-hmm. that you need to be in front of as well.
That's right.
They need to know you're there, too.
So absolutely.
You
got to
hobnob with all the best. And, of course, what the business is being brought to you by our friends at We Energies. Wait a minute. I got one more. I want to invite everybody to
come
out.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go. You got to get
okay.
that in, baby.
Yeah, y'all got to come out and join me at She Day. I'm going to be hosting it tomorrow, July 11th. It kicks off at 9:30 in the morning, and it goes all the way until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to be at UW Parkside, their ballroom, 900 Wood Road in Kenosha. I want to make sure that you come out there and join us. Lots of great information for you on breast cancer. Y'all know me. You know, I'm out here supporting. I have 3 survivors in my family, and I want, you know, if there's anything I can ever do to help you, you know, come on out. This is a great opportunity for you to get all of those. They've got a healthcare panel. They've got survivor stories, health and resource, a whole health and resource fair for you. Refreshments, lunch, and it's all free. Right. F-R-E-E. So make sure that you come out. If you need to know more, hit my Facebook page up, and it'll be right there for you. All right?
Yep.
I am Bailey Coleman on Facebook.
Again, also shout out to S&B Garage Door Services. They hooked my garage door up. Oh. Of course, I paid them, but they done an excellent job. Shout out to Shalimar, 414-204-9231. If you're having issues with your garage, yeah, they can install, remove, or repair. Also, Prolific Realty Group, Cheryl. You can call Cheryl if you're looking for a home, 414-305-7880. 414-305-7880. Again, what the business is powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. And we thank all of you for calling in.
Yes.
And we hope some of you will be emailing Sierra.Brown.
Yes.
CIERRA.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. So you can be there. You know what I mean?
We want you all to be there. We want to have a great time. This is a great time to bring your family out, the whole deal. And it is proudly sponsored by Educators Credit Union, mm-hmm. American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, and Ascension. And, of course, what the business is being brought to you by our great friends at We Energies.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills. Hell, yeah, we're going a little late. But I wanted to know what the business is. I wanted to find out how their journey was. So some of you who may be thinking about starting your business, or you already got one and you're getting discouraged because it's like it's not taking off the way you want to. So you can hear that it wasn't easy for everybody. They had time. They had to struggle. But now they got the business.
Yes.
That is now powered by We Energies.
There you go.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. See, this is what we're going to use for what the business is. We're going to use this. This is
okay.
This is that.
This is a
you
good
know what
track.
I mean? Yeah. Like,
all right, then.
Uh-huh. So put some to it. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you going to mark this one?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, this will be the new thing.
Yeah, there it is.
New track for what the business is.
That's it right
okay,
there.
There we go.
Got me motivated. Want me to.
All right. You know there we go. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm so motivated.
Okay. How motivated are you?
I'm so motivated.
Yes.
I am the legendary Homer Blow. And if you hungry, for something fresh and delicious.
Yes.
Get your favorites from Cousin Subs delivered straight to your door.
Because you a club sub.
I'm a club sub. From our freshly baked bread and hand-sliced meats and cheeses to our famous sides, crispy golden fries, Wisconsin cheese curds, or creamy mac and cheese, every meal is made to order and ready to enjoy. Ordering is quick and easy online or through the Cousins app. Whether it's a solo lunch, family dinner, or a spread for the whole crew, let us bring it straight to you, fast and fresh. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. I'm just saying, what my stomach is. Can you tell me what my stomach feels? I'm just saying, Cousin Subs, I'm a club sub. Now, which one are you, Bailey? What kind of sub? I know he's a cheesesteak or something like that.
Double cheesesteak.
Double cheesesteak.
There it is.
Okay.
I like a turkey.
Yeah.
A little provolone.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's what the business is.
That's what it is. Yeah. On a whole week, though. On a whole week. We can't. Or 12 grain. They got a 12 grain.
I wonder if while you're eating it, you put some, I thought he was going to let it go. I'm going to be like, mustard! I'm going to have like, you're going to put some mustard! Because you can. You know, if that's what you want. If that's what you want on your sub from Cousin Sub, you'll be like, mustard! You know, I'm just saying.
Okay.
You're going to go on. No. I ain't going to have mustard on mine, but, you know, mayo. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if some extra mayo.
Little light mayo. I don't want extra mayo. You want extra?
Yeah.
I can't do that. It's just a glob on there. Nah, and then what
then I'm going to get my strawberry shake.
Okay.
I'll be good. I'm hungry now.
You hungry?
Yeah.
You hungry?
All right, so we're going to try to compile a few things in here.
Okay.
The MPD officers that are, two of them that are, have been charged now.
Not three. Right. Not three of them.
Two.
Two of them.
And one was in charge of investigating the other officer who was misusing.
How you gonna be the one investigating, and you need to be investigated too?
Right. So it's like
that's an immediate. I probably should recuse myself.
Right.
Because we was all over there, so I don't know if you're gonna get rid of the whole department, but
you know what happened.
We're gonna play the clip.
What happened though? What happened?
What happened was they had this whole new situation where the equipment was new, mm-hmm. and they was like, y'all all need to come over here and look at, try it, see what it's about, mm-hmm. right? Just look at it. And they said, okay. And they all went over there. Well, they told us to take a look. So, you know, let's see. Who should I look up? You know what? I'm going to look up so-and-so.
That's
look
probably exactly this. How I read. Order in the studio, I'm just saying.
They start tracking somebody, and they said, well, since we're here, let me look and see what my granny been up to. Oh, she out here. She out here in these streets. Do you see that? She out here like this. Look, what's she doing over off? You know, that's what happened.
Okay. We got
that's what happened. So they need to, like, dead the whole thing. They need to just dead the whole thing.
So do you think that they should, because this clip is some people are saying, get rid of the flock system. They shouldn't use it.
What's your thoughts?
We're going to hear what the chief said.
I think that unless there's been, like, serious abuse of it, mm-hmm. you know what
I mean?
Right. Like, they tracking people down that are former loved ones or something like that. People that don't have no crime situation. Mm-hmm. You know, they tracking. It should only be used for crime scenarios. That's right. It. That's right. What it's meant for.
Well, to them, they feeling like Sade. Is it a crime that I still want you? Okay, let's go
and
to the clip.
I know they knew that from the beginning. So I don't know. I feel like it's just.
Let's see.
I feel like we could probably lose the whole police department.
Yeah, you crazy. That's wrong. Let's see what Chief Norman, how he feels about it. And, like, should the community be saying, yeah, see, that's why we don't want that. Xavier, if you can play that clip, please.
Well, tonight, we sit down with Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman after a second officer in the department was charged with misusing flock cameras. And the first officer, Josue Ayala, pleaded guilty in June And now Detective Taranji Chapman, who investigated Ayala, is also charged for misusing the same system. Andy Bernhardt joins us now. And Andy, with privacy and safety concerns growing here, what did the chief have to say?
Well, Natalie, Chief Norman tells me he stands by the use of those cameras. Flock uses artificial intelligence to take pictures of license plates and alert law enforcement on its whereabouts. However, the ACLU is among those demanding more restrictions to protect residents.
I can never sit here and tell you that someone will not cross that line.
Detective Taranji Chapman is now the second Milwaukee police officer charged with misusing the Flock system.
First feeling is disappointment. Knowing the type of scrutiny and expectation from our public, also the particular position this particular individual had.
Chapman, who is on suspension, was one of the detectives investigating Josue Ayala, who pled guilty to abusing the Flock camera system in June.
This is a situation where I guess it worked out where the individual who was being investigated, the investigator, unfortunately was involved in the same unfortunate behavior.
John McRae Jones with the ACLU of Wisconsin says cases like these are happening across the country, causing concerns over the use of these surveillance systems by law enforcement.
The issue isn't just about one officer anymore. It's about whether the systems that are supposed to detect and prevent abuse are actually working.
Chief Norman says the two incidents happened within the same time frame, and now there is a more robust internal audit of the system. The department also decreased who has access.
Do you think the pros of the Flock system sort of outweigh these cons?
Absolutely.
Chief Norman says the system allows police to track down suspects quicker, which can be critical in investigations.
What is your message for residents who are maybe concerned about their privacy with the Flock cameras moving forward?
That we take it very serious, that we understand that this is a huge responsibility, that we need to make sure that we are being transparent and that we own when we make those mistakes.
Moving forward to protect people's privacy and safety, Jones says additional restrictions and regulations on access should be put in place.
And I think that the best thing we can do for community safety and for officer safety is to not put that responsibility on officers to have to make that right choice every single day to not abuse these technologies against innocent people, and more create statewide guardrails, or at least local guardrails.
Right now, MPD has more than 30 Flock cameras. I asked the chief if the department would consider adding more moving forward, and he says it's not off the table, but right now they're working with what they have. Natalie?
Well, the cases certainly do raise some questions. Andy Bernhardt, live in the studio with us tonight. Andy, thank you very much.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills. We wanted you to hear that, so when we come back and talk about it a little bit more and then try to crunch in and some more situations. Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, we'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you're building every single day. And if you're part of The Truth audience, you already know your work, you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
You can reach us at our social media handles, at Homer Blow. You see it on
and
our YouTube
at Bailey
page.
Coleman.
That part.
If you're on Instagram, I am Bailey Coleman.
There you go.
Just type in my name. I'll come up.
There it is. But we were talking about the Flock. Somebody made a nice, clever comment on the True Talk text lines.
They said, "What the flock?"
Right.
You can't do that.
Do you give up on the system because of these two known infractions?
Because we need something to get your cousin in.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
We need that. So, you know, it's just, you know, I feel like unless the officer, like the first officer that was caught up with this.
Mm-hmm. Ayala.
Ayala. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, I believe he was harassing his former significant
other. Mm-hmm.
That's what I think is being alleged. Now, if you go that far, then you're doing too much.
No, he got charged and took a plea and all.
So, I mean,
He did it. He did that.
All that. That was a lot, right? But if there were, you know, it's kind of like hopping on Facebook. You start looking around and you go, "Oh, I wonder what so-and-so's doing." You know, that kind of deal. And if there was no harassment or any kind of crazy stuff going on with it, then I think they should just let it go and we just move forward from here. But if they got on there, because, you know, when you get a new program at work, you do want everybody to come in and, you know, how they're going to experiment with it without looking somebody up.
Right.
And that's probably what happened, I'm thinking, maybe.
No, these were egregious acts that were done by these two law enforcement officers. But my thing is
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I feel like
disciplinary action is definitely needed.
Okay.
So.
Well, yeah. I was just saying.
What you're not going to do.
Unless it was egregious activity.
It was.
Then I think we should just move forward.
Why are you looking up your people? Get out of here. If your people are wanted for criminal activity, then I see why you could be on there looking for their vehicle. Other than that, you have no damn business doing that. You out of order.
Okay, let me just put it to you like this. Okay. We already shorthanded. Okay.
But that don't mean we're going to keep crooked or people that are doing crazy things in my opinion.
That's true. However, you know.
Bailey, we're going to sign you up.
I'm not fit to be a police officer. I got things in my background.
That's for sure.
Y'all might not want to look me up. I got a little something. I'm just saying, I can't never run for public officer, don't. Don't run a check on me.
Listen.
Keep my license plate out your flock.
Get the flock out my business. Listen. Don't even start, because I'm a habitual line stepper, so I will just keep going.
Of it all.
Right.
You might not want to look me up.
Right. But, you know, in its own way,
yes.
Even with the egregious acts that the two law enforcement officers did,
right.
It shows that the flock system works, because they were able to go and see that they had abused the flock system. So it's like it still works. You know what I'm saying?
It works.
So, and it should also send a message, because allegedly,
yes,
the internal affairs officer,
yes,
his was before the Ayala's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, because of the investigation, that's
the thing. You got to be the officer investigating. And you know you done abused it. That must have messed with his mind the whole time. You investigate somebody, but you know you done worse, right?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep. So, so with another thing, and we're going to come back with this. I ended up talking about the situation where law enforcement on the 4th of July weekend, and there was two different officers that were injured, and there was this black Audi, and they found it over there on 12th and Fond du Lac, empty, and then they found the person who had been shot, because they had shot the officers at Fire Black. And with that, I ended up finding out some information, because I received a criminal complaint, right? And Hunter Myers is the 18-year-old that is charged. I was about eight of them in the damn car. It was like a whole clown car.
Really?
Yeah. Two adults and, you know, rest was, you know, underage.
Mm.
He's white. He's Caucasian. Hunter Meyer is a Caucasian.
Hunter Meyer?
Yes. You should have knew by the name Hunter.
Well, I mean, is he in relation to the Meyers that own the Meyer grocery stores?
No, because he is M-E-Y. He's kin to Jason. Order in the studio, Homer Blow. Because he's M-E-Y-E-R. You know what I'm saying?
You do a lot.
So.
See?
You know, I'm just saying. All of the things. But, So, yeah, he's white. 18-year-old white boy. And he's charged with that. But, again, you know, when they sent me the criminal complaint yesterday, I was like, oh, it said Caucasian. I was like, okay. But he was Caucasian. The other occupants.
See?
Not so much.
No.
So it wasn't a car full of Caucasians.
No.
No. But Hunter was there. Hunter hates his mom. And he's rebellious. You know, I'm joking, but you know how that go. Be like,
right.
I want to hang with the black kids. You know what I'm saying? They probably let him say the N-word and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
They probably listen to music that's bumping from Milwaukee artists.
Wow.
And the whole nine, unfortunately. And I wonder if it was his mom or dad's Audi. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I don't know, but we got to take care of some bills.
See?
But Hunter Meyer, 18-year-old. That is charged in injuring a Milwaukee Police Department law enforcement officer.
Wow.
And shooting. They were shooting. And, yeah, he's white.
You know what's going to happen. His family going to say he had mental health issues.
Oh, you know it. You know it. We got to take care of some bills. Troop Nation, what's your thoughts? It wasn't us. Well, it was, but... We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning, the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. And the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And, of course, we were talking about the fact that the identity of the person charged so far in one of the incidents that ended up injuring a Milwaukee police officer. You know, there was a lady that officer that was injured with the fireworks and the debris, and, you know, they came from that on. By that Walgreens on Brady Street.
Mm-hmm.
Brady Street, boys, seems like it's pretty violent over there. It's a little dangerous.
No, it's Brady Street. Yeah, they got that rep over there.
Yeah, Water Street is pretty dangerous now, too.
Yes, you can't. Know. I mean,
I don't know if I want to go down to Water
Street. I think the blacks are down there.
Yeah, yeah. But I know this is. We're ragging on Xavier, you know, for the record, yeah. As his New York, you know.
Yeah.
We're being invaded.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's all because of the orange man. He's just going places that he ain't got no business.
He's got a whole airport named after him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. But, again, when we seen a lot of the different videos, of course, you know, it's like, ah. And then when he went to 12th and Fond du Lac, that's not the direction that we thought that he would go in.
Not at all.
So, it shouldn't happen at all. But, yeah, you know, we're going to play this clip, and I want to see if y'all notice what I noticed when I saw this clip on yesterday. And I'd already had the criminal complaint.
Okay.
Yeah. See what you notice about the clip, something that I bring up a lot. Xavier, if you can play that clip from the story.
Tomorrow, Milwaukee officials are set to release new quarterly crime numbers.
And as Bill Bissett explains, two separate incidents over the holiday weekend that injured two Milwaukee police officers will likely be a focus of the conversation. Bill joins us live now.
Yeah, hey there, guys. It was early Sunday morning. Milwaukee police say officers here near Water and Knapp Streets were running towards the sound of gunfire nearby when one of the officers was hit by a vehicle fleeing the scene. And just a couple hours before that, Milwaukee police say an officer was injured as they were running after people who were setting off fireworks on nearby Brady Street. Over the weekend, Milwaukee police say an officer was hurt after being hit with fireworks near Brady and Cambridge. Also early Sunday morning, police say officers shot and wounded an 18-year-old man after police say he hit an officer with a car near Water and Knapp Streets as officers ran to the sound of gunshots. Chief Jeffrey Norman said Sunday the suspect vehicle was later found near 12th and Fond du Lac, as well as the 18-year-old driver.
The driver was located in the vicinity. It was determined he was struck by the officer's gunfire.
Everything begins at home. Everything does.
On Monday, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson noted the hundreds, if not thousands, of people who celebrated the holiday weekend responsibly while calling out the upbringing of people who caused chaos in the city.
It's beyond a policing thing, right? I don't want to put this at, you know, the feet of the police department. Those folks who go down there and cause problems, they make a decision to do that.
The event's just the latest incidents to happen in the city's entertainment districts. Brady Street recently implemented its pilot safety plan.
Is there a concern that these events have an impact on business and drawing more people that want to be there to enjoy a safe environment?
I'm always taking a look and trying to be cognizant of what these sort of events mean for businesses, for public safety, and for the city as a whole.
Milwaukee yep. Downtown said it was disheartened by
you can bring that down. Let me let you know, Hunter L. Meyer, 18 years old, faces 10 charges after prosecutors say he fired a handgun into a crowd near Milwaukee's Water Street District over the 4th of July weekend. It struck a police officer with his car and led officers on a high-speed chase that ended in a crash. Court documents say at about 2:15 a.m. on July 5th, officers working a crowd control detail spotted a black 2015 Audi S6 spinning circles in a parking lot at 1301 North Edison Street. Then came the gunshots. An officer approached the Audi and shined a flashlight on the driver, later identified as Meyer, and ordered him out. According to the complaint, Meyer accelerated, nearly hitting the officer. According to the criminal complaint, as the car sped out of the lot, it headed towards two other officers, one whom jumped clear, and it struck a third officer on foot. The third officer sustained a leg laceration and told investigators she fired her weapon to try and stop the vehicle from continuing to strike her and others. Officers reported hearing as many as 15 shots. Investigators recovered 20 casings from multiple firearms, three bullet fragments, an airsoft pistol, and a Glock with a full auto switch, and at least one vehicle that was hit by gunfire. Poll cameras captured the Audi speeding away, swerving through traffic and crossing into oncoming lanes, the complaint states. Meyer ran a red light on West Fond du Lac Avenue and slammed into a 2024 Toyota RAV4 at 1100 West Fond du Lac Avenue. The RAV4 driver was taken to the hospital with head and back pain and lost consciousness, but the Audi didn't stop. Court documents say officers found the disabled car in the 1200 block of West Walnut Street and arrested Meyer nearby. He had apparent gunshot wounds. Investigators recovered two 9mm handguns, one at the wrecked Audi, another along Meyer's flight path. Six other people had been inside the car during the chase.
They left him.
Listen, but one
they
of the,
got out the car and ran.
Listen,
he didn't get the memo on the running thing.
But the, Bailey. But the thing that I want to make note of, and I do this every time this happens, they didn't have a mugshot of white Hunter L. Meyer. They didn't have a
mugshot.
They didn't have a picture of him posted with this story. The news media I'm speaking of.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. No picture.
No picture. I've been looking.
Let it have been man, who's 18.
I'm looking for his picture.
Yeah. Now, it'll probably come out now after we talk about it.
Oh, yeah. It's going to come out.
Because he's charged.
So it's no reason. One, he's 18 already. Yep. So it wasn't about we not showing the picture because he's a minor or whatever. No, he grown.
They let him hang
out. He's 18.
They let him hang out with the people.
It's been some 16 and 17-year-olds that have been charged as an adult. And we saw the picture, especially once we knew the criminal complaint was out. Because now we can name the person.
Yep.
Now we can show the picture.
Yep.
Where's his picture?
Ain't no picture.
Yeah, we need to see Hunter L.
You
Meyer.
You know he took a mugshot.
Yeah, he took
Where
one.
Where is that?
Where is it at? Why we don't get to see Hunter?
Because Hunter doesn't usually typically do things like this. And what happened was he was hanging out. They going to say he got mental illness.
Hold on, Jason calling my phone.
Who Jason?
Jason Myers. He ain't say nothing. He just sent the hockey mask. Order in the studio, home of Blow.
See,
they're my people, Blow.
Them your people. I'm going to need you to go and get.
Them my people, man.
I'm going to need you to get Hunter's situation together here. Because you know exactly what it is.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's why, yeah, he's white. If you look him up on CCAP, Hunter L. Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R.
It says white.
Caucasian.
Caucasian.
It says Caucasian.
From the island of Caucasus. What's that? What movie is that? Oh, my gosh. It's Cat Williams. I know that much. It's Cat Williams.
I'm just saying.
I'm just trying to look.
It's cool when they do it, but when we do it, it's a problem. I'm just saying be fair across the board. That's just like that shooting that we talked about.
I just want to show you this.
Hell no, they're Miss Hunters. That's what she got when she typed in Hunter L. Meyer. I wish I could show
Which
this.
One?
I wish I could show this.
Which one would you like? I typed it. I Googled the name.
Here's Hunter. A Hunter. There's a Hunter.
Hunter L. And this is what they all look like. Hold on. Maybe
listen,
you could.
Hold on. Xavier,
the camera,
before we go off.
Because the camera can catches.
You, yeah, can push it black over here towards me. I don't know. Can you take the camera off me and aim it at the screen? Probably move it where you had it before, baby. Move it where you
right here.
Slide it over.
Oh, slide it over. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I guess.
Those are all the Hunters.
There we go. I don't know if y'all
Those
can see
Those are all
that.
The Hunters.
That's who came up. Yeah, I don't know. Are we able to get that shot?
Personally, I like the redhead one. I think he.
We just wanted to show you the Hunters and the Hunter L. Meyer. These
selection.
Are all Hunter L. Myers. So we don't know which one it is.
I guess we could have put Milwaukee.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, we got it on the screen, too. Thank you, Xavier. Yeah,
those
are the Hunters.
Your full selection of Hunters. Which one would you like?
We got to get out of here. It's the weekend.
We just have a little fun for the weekend.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah. listen, Bailey, what you got?
Man.
What a hell of a way to end the show.
Okay,
huh?
Yeah. There you go.
Great
there
show, Bailey.
Full selection of Hunters. Okay, y'all. It's the weekend. We was just having fun today.
You know, serious but fun.
Serious
at the same
but
time.
Fun.
Yeah.
We was just doing our thing. So look, have a great weekend. Trust God. Do good. Be nice to people. Have a little laugh. But don't laugh too seriously, okay? Don't
that
take
part.
Yourself too seriously either.
That part.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Up next, the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth with Sherwin Hughes from 9 a.m. to noon, followed by the new times of the lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon from noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, followed up by Manon Sabir with The Grapevine, new times 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, and then we tap in with Jazz Tyler from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Have a great and safe weekend.
Yes.
Love you, babes. Talk to our agents. We up out of here for now. Peace.